Well, it's that time of the week when we get together with Michigan Chamber of Commerce, see what's going on with business. You know, Michigan just is a state that's going the wrong direction. Got rid of right to work, raising income taxes, putting up more barriers, not less. Look at states like Tennessee or South Dakota or Florida, lowering barriers to companies and to people working. Anyhow, trash tax, another push into your wallet. Michael Amo here, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. He is the Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Mike, good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, we've talked about this. I like to refer to all of them as garbage tax, but this one's exactly that, actually. Where are we? Tell the folks what it is if they've never heard this to understand what it is, but it's a tax on trash, yours and mine and everybody else, right?
Yeah, that's right, Steve. So, you know, essentially everybody pays for the cost of waste disposal in this state, and it's like to be called by advocates pushing for increase. They like to call it a tipping fee. But, of course, we know, again, it's not something you can – it's not voluntary. It's not something you can avoid. Everybody has waste that they need to be disposed of. And so, by definition, this is a tax. And so the governor and her budget proposal to the legislature – proposed to move the trash tax from 36 cents per ton to $5 per ton. And this might not seem like a lot for some folks. And it's true that residents, your average family, wouldn't see a massive increase. You're talking about $30, $40. But for businesses, this could be an astronomical increase to their operating costs. And keep in mind, this is a fixed cost. Can't escape this. So there's no way for a business to avoid this increase, you know, outside of maybe reducing their waste. But we know that businesses have done everything they can to innovate, to create greater efficiencies, to recycle and reuse the material. If you think about the paper industry or some of these, you know, industries that have been around for a long time and use a lot of material, there's just nowhere for them to go. And so we are seeing a number of our particularly heavy industrial companies in the automotive supply chain that would really be negatively impacted by this. And again, this is something that they can't avoid. And in fact, we don't want them to, because a lot of the material, we call it high volume, low hazard material. So this is a lot of material that some of these heavy industrial companies need to naturally cycle through in order to stay competitive and keep their operations running safe and efficiently. And a lot of this is around doing things like environmental controls. So think about all of the, you know, pollution control systems that these companies have to capture, you know, dust and different types of contaminants and get rid of them. Well, we need to put that somewhere. And so when we increase this fee, we're actually punishing companies for doing the right thing. And we're seeing this be hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars for some of these companies. So it's very problematic.
Millions. Hundreds of millions. Really?
It's a lot of money.
I mean, that's jaw-dropping to me.
They can't avoid it.
Yeah, it's jaw-dropping. So instead of hiring new employees, making capital investment, doing more things to increase the profitability and the benefit of their business, they're dumping all. And who gets the tax? Where's this tax money all drift off to? Where does it disappear to?
Well, that's just right. So the funding is supposed to raise $80 million, and that revenue is supposed to go to contaminated site cleanup, which the chamber does agree. We need better funding solutions for cleaning up our contaminated sites. We also need regulatory reform on that front, Steve. And I think that's really important that people recognize is yes, we have a long manufacturing heritage in this state. With that has come, you know, a legacy of contamination and things that, you know, we need to make sure we're doing to protect the environment. But we also need a better regulatory system for being able to do that. All the while, creating this revenue source by increasing the trash tax would actually add to the cost of cleaning up our contaminated sites by $25 million. So you're actually only really getting somewhere around, you know, the $55, $60 million range of funding, and it's nowhere near what we would need to truly address this challenge. And I would also say, keep in mind, that the state is looking at an $80 billion budget, right? So an $80 billion budget, and yet we're talking about this trash tax that would disproportionately affect our business community for $80 million. It's just not appropriate. It just doesn't make sense.
Mike, where are we in the process? It's not passed out yet, right? It's not on the way to the governor's desk. I mean, from my experiences, this governor will sign any piece of anti-business legislation that makes it to her desk. She claims that she likes business, but treats them horribly. I mean, you just look at the performance to date. But where are we in the process?
So actually, you know, I think I'm here oftentimes with you, Steve, to talk about the bad news. I do have some good news on this front. It does
Great.
Seem that the legislature has recognized the problem that I laid out in front of you just now. And I think, you know, the chamber and the partners within the coalition that we've built have been able to really push back and connect with lawmakers and say, look, your biggest employer would be really negatively affected by this. And so what we saw was in both the House and Senate versions of the Eagle budget, where this proposal would be, decided not to fund the proposal. They kept the proposal in the budget. They just didn't fund it. And so what that means, you know, for those of you that aren't in the weeds in the budget process, is that essentially they're keeping the conversation alive. They're saying it's not a priority right now, but as the budget process moves forward, it's still an issue we're going to need to monitor to make sure that through the conference committee process, where they finalize the House and Senate versions, they bring them both together and you know, negotiate that out, that it doesn't make the cut. And so it's a small win for now. We're going to make sure it's a big win come mid-June.
Well, I hope you get this done, Mike. Look, we need to get off of the back of Michigan business. I mean, that's what you fight for every day at the chamber. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I am a business owner, and it just feels like there's more regulation, more oversight, more interference, I think is a good word, interference with businesses, and then taxes that can be financial punishment. Michael Amo, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve. Great to hear from you.
Always appreciate it. So there's a small win. We're not all the way there, but it's a win. And part of that is because we talk about those things here on programs like this. We put it out in the open. You decide. Always follow SteveGruber.com to stay up with everything that's going on. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram. I saw our Instagram account yesterday. I've never seen that before. We have Instagram? Yeah, we do. Really? Yeah, look at it. I'm like, oh. Yeah, we do. So Instagram, the dogs love it, by the way. Getter, Truth Social. All at Facebook, of course, all of it. Love it. Follow us on all these places. X, is that what they call it now? X, yeah. All right, I'll take a break and have more as we head towards the end of Free for All Friday after this.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Drivers, when you see the flashing lights of a stopped emergency vehicle, tow truck, or road maintenance vehicle, use your lights, too. First, show your brake lights by slowing down at least 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. Then, flash your turn signal and move over to the next lane if possible. This protects roadway responders and others. It's also the law. So, when you see flashing lights, slow down and move over. Sponsored by the Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.